We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, an hour of musical reflection to encourage your heart. Thank you.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. Joyful heart, I sing of it, for by your grace you set my poor heart free, and all my days I'll never cease to sing your praise, for all the glory, Lord, belongs to thee. I shall and saw my need. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need.
The trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
Echo it, hilltops, proclaim it, ye plains.
Jesus is coming again.
Coming in glory, the Lamb that was slain.
Jesus is coming again. Coming.
kings of earth, tell the vast wandering throng,
Jesus is coming again.
Tempests and whirlwinds, the anthem prolong,
Jesus is coming again. Coming again. Coming again. Jesus is coming again.
Nations are angry by this, we do know, Jesus is coming.
We hope you're enjoying Songs of Praise. Here's some more inspirational music. Thank you.
my faithful Father. Enduring friend, your tender mercies like a river with no end, it overwhelms me. Covers my sin each time I come.
I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be
are
at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Oh, burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. He's near. Troubled soul, the Savior can see every heartache and tear.
Songs of Praise continues with more inspirational music.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice.
I am trusting now, dear Lord, in Thee.
Lord, in Thee I'm trusting.
Keep me till my journey's ended.
Keep me till
Thy blessed face I see. Hide me, O blessed Rock of Ages.
Hide me
till Thy blessed face I see.
Thy face I see in glory.
When the storm around me
rages, blessed
Rock of Ages, hide Thou me. Keep me when the storm clouds gather.
Keep me
till the sun comes shining through.
The shadows
keep me till my work is over.
Is over. Keep me
till I bid this world adieu. Hide me, O blessed Rock of Ages.
Hide me
till Thy blessed face I see.
Thy face I see in glory.
When the storm around me rages,
blessed
Rock of Ages, hide Thou me. When my journey is completed,
Savior,
and there's no more work to do.
Oh, blessed
Savior, guide my weary
spirit to that
happy land beyond the blue. Hide me, O blessed Rock of Ages.
Hide me
till Thy blessed face I see.
Thy face I see in glory.
When the storm around me rages,
blessed
Rock of Ages, hide Thou me.
What they had done. cried, crucify God's only Son. They did not realize this was the promised seed. He had come to bruise Satan's head, so Calvary had to be.
From the beginning, God's plan was set in place. From Bethlehem to Calvary, God's purpose was grace. He drank from the bitter cup all the dregs of sin. And when he cried, "It is finished," salvation began.
Rejoice in victory, for the wonder of it all, Calvary touched a sinner like me.
This world doesn't know to this very day how Calvary touched my life. Everything was changed, but I know what he did for me, and I can testify. When Calvary touched this heart of mine, I passed from death to life.
Musing on my head. fills my soul with holy longing. Come, my Jesus, quickly come. Vanity is all I see.
Listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
Marvelous, wonderful, infinite God, author of all that is good, faithful provider and giver of life, source of all power.
Death, you intercede. your matchless gift upon the tree has burst my chains. Now I am free, for you looked down and saw my need.
Set me on the ground. I once was lost, but now I'm found.
In holy joy
I now abound. You are my Lord, and now you are my crown. My crown, my crown.
Jesus, my Lord, suffered for me, carried the cross all the way, my sins to atone.
Then they nailed him to a cross,
great was the pain and the loss, he suffered it all, because he loved me.
Because he loved
me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love by mortal man has ever been known.
Oh, praise his dear name,
he loves me so. Now I am his, he's mine, I know. He suffered it all because he loved me.
Then they carried him away, placed him in a lowly grave.
Surely they thought that they had seen the last of this man. But on that third and glorious day, God came and rolled the stone away.
He rose from the
dead because he loved me.
Because he loved me,
my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love by mortal man has ever been known.
Oh, praise his dear
name, he loves me so. Now I am his, he's mine, I know. He suffered it all.
He suffered it
all.
He suffered it
all because he loved me.
Questions for tomorrow. There've been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, sunshine that my trials only come to make me strong. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. I've been to lots of places, I've seen lots of faces. There have been times I felt so Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. I thank Him for the mountains, I thank Him for the valleys, I thank Him for the storms He's brought. Trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Oh, through it all. Oh, through it all. I've learned to depend upon His Word. Oh, through it all. Through it all. I've learned to depend on His Word.
Life was meaningless before, and I had nothing to live for. Then He came and gave me peace down in my soul. And ever since that night of prayer, when Jesus came to me there, a joy's been in my soul that can't be told, and I owe it all to Him. I owe it all to Jesus, for He saved me from sin. I owe it all to Jesus, for He gave me peace within. He's always there when I need Him. Oh, He's my dearest friend. I owe it all to Him. When I feel so, it seems that I just can't go on. He's always there to help me bear the load, and He'll never let me down. Because of Him I'm heaven bound, and I'll ne'er forget the day we met, for I owe it all to Him. I owe it all to Jesus, for He saved me from sin. I owe it all to Jesus, for He gave me peace within.
always there when I need him. Oh, he's my dearest friend. I owe it all to him. Yes, I owe it all to Jesus.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled Debit Dilemma. Luke 12, verse 27 to 28 reads, "Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which today is in the field, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith?" What would we do? I had a speaking engagement, and we would be flying in a couple of weeks. Our planned itinerary required a car rental. Our dilemma was that we needed a credit card to secure the rental, but we did not have one. We had a bank card that could be used as a debit card, but the car rental we needed to use did not accept debit cards. They required a credit card. We had prayed and explored every option, but had no solution. Satisfied that we were about God's business and trusting that He would provide, we boarded the plane. Having retrieved our bags, I told my husband, Ray, I would stay by the luggage claim while he went to rent the car. Truthfully, I couldn't bear the embarrassment of being turned away at the car rental counter. Ray's quiet faith was greater than mine. Still, I prayed, asking God to forgive my doubt and fear, and petitioning His help. When Ray returned, I nervously asked, "What happened?" He said he approached the counter, asked to rent a car, and, although the sign indicated very clearly that debit cards were not accepted, at the appropriate time, he handed the attendant his debit card. It was as though the attendant was blind. He took the card, processed the rental, returned the card, said thank you, and gave instructions on where to pick up the car. Despite my lack of faith, God stepped in and met our need. What was then a debit dilemma became a faith builder. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Acts of the Apostles 5:64. Through the exercise of faith, the believer comes into possession of these blessings. Through faith, every deficiency of character may be supplied, every defilement cleansed, every fault corrected, every excellence developed. Debit Dilemma was written by Debbie Young from Quiet Moment Radio in Ypsilanti, Michigan. You can visit quietmomentradio.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
to God's Favorite Shepherds, a collection of 39 short stories rounding out the lives of mainly lesser-known Bible characters, with many of the stories ending with a short quiz. Listen now to the author of God's Favorite Shepherds, Bill Ackland.
Today's story is about a person you don't hear much about in the Bible, but there is a story around this lady. The title of the story is My Sister Zipporah, with the subheading, A Strong Wife for a Strong Leader. And the story is based on Exodus chapters 2, 4 and 18 and Numbers chapter 10. We are seven sisters, daughters of a priest of Midian. Our father believes in the true God, as there are still a number of people in Midian who do. Our only brother is Hobab, older and wiser than we. He helps our father run the family's affairs, although I might say that our father Jethro, meaning excellence, a title given him because of his position, is wise enough and needs little help. However, our father is looking to the future, for Hobab will be the head of the family when our father is no longer with us. Father's family name is Reuel, which means friend of God. I cannot imagine a more wonderful name. Our brother's name means beloved. We not only love him as our brother, our only brother, but also because he is kind to us and does not treat us unfairly just because we are females. My sisters and I care for our father's sheep. He has quite a large flock, so it takes all seven of us to care for them. One day, one of my sisters was looking in the direction of Egypt and called out to us, "Look, there is a man coming this way. It looks like he is in a hurry. I hope he's a good man." We did not have long to wait to find out, but before he came to where we were watering the sheep, some other shepherds who wanted to water their sheep drove our sheep away. By then the man of Egypt arrived at the watering trough. Seeing us being treated unjustly, he told the shepherds to stand back. He was only one man, but spoke with such an air of authority that the shepherds moved away, while our new friend made us sure every last sheep of ours had water to drink. This was such good news that we hurried home with the sheep to tell our father, leaving the man sitting back at the watering trough. Breathlessly, we told our father what had happened. "Well," he said, "where is this kind man? Go, bring him to our tents, that we may share the evening meal with him." So Zipporah, our eldest sister, and some of us, brought the man to our home. He was obviously relieved to have somewhere to stay, as he was very tired after his long and hurried journey from Egypt. As the days and weeks passed, our father employed him to help manage his livestock. Little by little, this new family member told us all about his background and why he had come to Midian. We were amazed that we now had in our home the Prince of Egypt. I called him a new family member because our father gave him his eldest daughter Zipporah, meaning female bird, to be his wife. Moses was delighted, for we all thought that Zipporah was the most beautiful of all of us seven girls, and we are sure that Moses thought so too. Over the next several years, Zipporah bore two sons to Moses, the eldest Gershom, meaning sojourner, and the younger Eliezer, meaning my God is a helper. Knowing what Moses had gone through so far in his life, we understood why he chose these names for his sons. The years passed slowly, like a great river flowing slowly across a wilderness plain. It was 40 years since Moses had come into our family. We were all a close family. Then something happened to Moses that was radically to change his life, the life of his own family, and to a lesser extent, the lives of the rest of us, particularly Hobab. Having taken some sheep towards a significant mountain a distance away from our family's location, Moses saw a most unusual sight. It was a desert bush that burnt brightly, but did not burn up. After watching it for a few moments, Moses thought he would go closer to try to see if it was real fire and why the bush had not burned up by then. Suddenly, he heard a loud voice calling out from the bush, "Moses! Moses!" Moses knew it was the voice of God, but all he could say was, "Here I am." "Do not come any closer, but take off your sandals, for where you are standing is holy ground," God said. God proceeded to tell Moses that he knew what was happening to his people and that he was about to deliver them from slavery. He said that Moses was to be the one he would use to accomplish this. I do not know all that was said, but Moses made immediate plans to return to Egypt after 40 years with us. He would take his wife and sons with him. God told Moses that Aaron, his brother, was coming out from Egypt to meet him, and that he would be his mouthpiece. Of course, Moses had been trained in the art of speech, destined as he was to be Pharaoh someday, but having spoken mostly to sheep for 40 years, he felt inadequate to do what God had told him to do. Some time went by. One day my father heard the descendants of Jacob, known as the children of Israel, had been released from Egypt and had made their way to Horeb, also known as Mount Sinai. To ensure their safety, Moses had sent Zipporah and their sons back to us not long after he arrived in Egypt. So Father decided to escort Moses' family back to him, to be reunited with their husband and father. It was a happy reunion, and Moses was as pleased to see his father-in-law as he was to see his own family. Our father stayed a few days and learnt of the amazing signs and punishments God had performed in Egypt to persuade Pharaoh to let Israel go out of Egypt to worship him in the wilderness. However, my father was stunned when he saw Moses spending long hours every day in the hot summer sun giving judgments on all sorts of matters the people brought to him for a decision. "What are you doing, my son?" he asked. "Here you are, just one man, trying to be all things to these people. It's just too much for you. If you don't have a better plan, you will wear yourself out. Who then will judge the people? You must choose wise men from all the tribes and make them rulers over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Then you should judge only the difficult cases. This is the word I have received from God for you. And if you do as I have said, you will be blessed and the people will be blessed too." Fortunately, Moses was a humble man. He agreed that Jethro had given him good advice. So he instituted the plan that his father-in-law had suggested. Shortly after this, our father returned to our home. Our brother Hobab had accompanied our father to escort Moses' family to him at Sinai. When father returned home, Hobab had stayed on, intending to return home a little later. However, Moses knew that Hobab was more familiar with the surrounding region than he was. He wanted him to be a guide through the difficult country the children of Israel would have to negotiate on their way to Canaan. At first, our brother said that he must return to his home and all his relatives, to the familiar territory in which he had grown up. But Moses pressed the issue and finally persuaded him to accompany the mighty multitude that had grown from only 70 people to a nation of over 2 million people in only a little over 200 years. We were sad to see our brother go. We felt glad he was with our brother-in-law, who had found his way to our home over 40 years ago, married Zipporah, had 2 sons, and was now God's leader, taking his people to what they knew as the Promised Land. We never saw Zipporah again, but we had had the pleasure of her company as our elder sister for many decades. We realized too that moving from place to place, from one tribal group to another, and from one country to another, was what many people did in our day. New lands were being discovered, even hundreds of years after the Great Flood. Sapora, a female bird, making a lovely nest for her family and a safe retreat from the weighty responsibilities of her husband Moses. Sapora, in her own right, was a leader too. And now I have a brief quiz for you. Where did Moses go after he fled from Egypt? Moses met a group of sisters looking after their father's sheep. What was the father's name? We know the name of only one of these sisters. What was it? What was the brother's name? And what good plan did Jethro urge Moses to accept?
You've been listening to God's Favoured Shepherds, a book with 39 short stories rounding out the lives of mainly lesser-known Bible characters. If you have any comments or questions, or to obtain a copy of this book, give us a call within Australia on 02-4973-3456 or send an email to radio@3abnaustralia.org.au. We'd love to hear from you.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.